Shalom, today's daf yomi is Yoma Daf Tes, Yoma 9, and the Gemara discusses, again, goes back to the idea that the Kohanim of the Second Temple were corrupt, and they were wicked, and so, or many of them were. And so the Gemara discusses this, Amar Rabba Baruch Hanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Maidach Sev, what do we learn from the verse that states, Hiras Hashem Tosif Yamim, Hushnos Rishayim Tiktzorna, the fear of God will lengthen your days, but the years of the wicked will shorten them. Yiras Hashem Tosif Yomim, the fear of God will lengthen your days. When it says that in the verse in Proverbs, Zeh Mikdash Rishon, this refers to the Kohanim, the Kohen Gadols that were around in the first temple. Shamad Arba Meos Vesar Shanim, they were around for 410 years. Was the first temple. And there were only 18 Kohanim Gedolim, so in the first temple. And so that's the reference to the first temple, that even though it was 410 years, there were only 18 Kohanim. And the Mefarshim discuss how they figure that out. But we go on because there's too many important things to focus on that one point. So Ushnos Rasham Tiktzorna, the years of the wicked were short. Ze Mikdash Sheni Shamad Arba Meos VeEsrim Shana. The second temple was around for 420 years. Vesham Shabo Yosir Mishlosh Meos Kohanim, and there were more than 300 Kohanim Gedolim that served in the second temple. Ze Mehem Arbaim Shana. Take out from them 40 years. Sheshimesh Shimon Tzadik. We know that Shimon Tzadik served for 40 years, and so we have to deduct that. Ushmonim Shashimesh Yochanan Kohen Gadol, and there were 80 years that Yochanan served as the Kohen Gadol, and Eser Shashimesh Yishmael ben Pavi, and there were 10 years that Yishmael ben Pavi served. Va'amrila Achaz Asrei Shashimesh Rebbe Lezer ben Charsum, and then we say that there were 11 years that Rebbe Lezer ben Charsum served. So we say that there were at least 141 years that those Kohanim Kohanim Tzaddikim served. Mikan ve'elat seve choshev. So if you count all the remaining years, kolav echad lo hotish naso, all the remaining Kohanim didn't even serve 1 year. That proves that they were wicked. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Tortim, they machar v'shilo. Why was Shilo destroyed? This problem of wicked Kohanim goes back to Shilo. Because in Shilo, where the Mishkan was there, the sanctuary, the Mishkan, before the temple was built, they had two sins. Gilui Arayos u'Bizayon Kachim. There were the sexual sins and the disgrace, the disrespect of the sacred food. Gilui Arayos, the sexual sins, because it says, Dechsev, Eli Zakein Ma'od. Eli was very old. V'shamas kol asher yasun banav l'kol Yisrael. He heard all that his sons had done to the people of Israel. V'es asher yishkevun es anashim atzovos Pesach Omod. He heard that his sons were literally lying with the women who served at the entrance to the temple. And even though Vafagav Damar Rishmo Banachmani Amar Rabbi Yochanan call Omar Bnei Ilchetu Chatu Enuel Toa, and even though the Gemara says in Shabbos, whoever says the sons of Eli sinned is making a big mistake, because they didn't actually sin with Gilui Arayos, with the sexual sins. Nevertheless, it says though they sinned. Why? Mitoch sheshaw eskinein mia mala kosev ki'ilu shechavam, because they delayed them from being able to bring the bird offerings that women who give birth bring, and so therefore they delayed them from turning to their husbands. The verse views them as though they actually sinned by sleeping with them. And Bizayon Kachim, how do they disrespect the sacred food? Because it says that the sons of Eli, what did they do? Beterem yaktirin asachewev, uba na'ar akoin, amar la'isha zoveach, tina besar letzlos akoin. Before the chewev, the fats, were burnt on the altar, the kohen used to come and take his portion. And they took it even while it was raw. And the person said, "What? Why are you in such a hurry? First, let us burn it off on the offering, and then take what you want." And the Kohanim said, the son of Eli said, "No, give it to us now, or else we're going to take it by force." And we see from here that the verse says, as Bnei Hashem, ki niyatu an Hashem es minchas Hashem. Their sin was great because they disrespected the offerings of God. So then the Talmud tells us not only was Shiloh were they sinning during that time, but also in the time of the first temple. What's the reason why the first temple was destroyed? Mikdash Rishon Mnei Macharav. What's the reason why the first temple was destroyed? Mnei Shalosh Dvarim, because of three sins. Shahayubo, there were three sins. What were the three sins? Avodah Zarah, idolatry, Gilui Arayos, licentiousness, Ushvichos Damim, and murder. But even though the Gemara says that these are the reasons why the first temple was destroyed, the Gemara then says that Rabbi Yochanan Torta says the following: Av Hamikdash Sheni Shahayu Oskim B'Torah Uvamitzvos Ugemilas Chasadim. But in the second temple, where they were engaged in Torah study, mitzvos, and acts of kindness, why was it destroyed? Mipnei Macharav. Why was it destroyed? So the Gemara explains: Mipnei Shahayseb Osinas Chinam, because they practiced free hatred, meaning to say they hated others without a real reason. Meaning to say, but if you had actually seen him doing something terrible, then it would be permitted to hate him. But they didn't see him doing anything temple. They didn't see their fellow worshippers doing something terrible, and they still hated them. This teaches us that hatred of another person is equal to these three sins of avodah zarah, gilui arayos, shfichos damim, of idolatry, licentiousness, and murder. And so this is the reason why the second temple was destroyed, because of this terrible sin of hatred for no reason.